I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton, designed to be naturally cooling, incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now, during our Earth Month sale, you can get up to 15% off Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
A Rayo Original Podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Rise of the Roxy, where each week we answer one powerful question. And today we are talking about imposter syndrome. And I'm going to really unpack what's happening psychologically, why it's so common, and what you can actually do about it without pretending you're confident when you're not. I feel like imposter syndrome is something that so many people experience. I get asked about it a lot, so I'm really excited to dive into this episode with you. But before we do, I just quickly want to say, if imposter syndrome is something that you're navigating right now, then it's probably because you are about to navigate a bigger chapter of your life, something better and more expansive than ever. And I want to help you with that. And this is exactly what we are going to do at my live shows. Manifest Live and Confidence Live aren't just talks, they are immersive experiences where you are going to practice stepping into that next level in real time. So if this episode resonates with you, come and experience it in person. There is truly nothing like being in a room full of people who are expanding alongside you. The shows are at the iconic Alexandra Palace on May 9th and 10th, and you can attend either one of the shows, either Manifest or Confidence, or you can attend both shows and get 20% off using code Roxy WKN20. I am so excited. It's my favorite event of the entire year. Thousands of people have done them before, and now it's your turn. So book your spot now. Okay, let's get into today's episode. So, imposter syndrome is a lot more widespread than most people actually realize. And studies suggest that around 70 to 80% of people will experience imposter feelings at some point in their lives. And that includes high achievers, creatives, entrepreneurs, leaders. All professionals at some stage have thought to themselves, I don't belong here, or they're going to find me out. And I was really looking into this and looking at kind of like different people that maybe I've been inspired by who've experienced this. And Maya Angelou, she admitted that despite writing multiple books, she still feared someone would discover she had run a game on everyone. And Tom Hanks said that he sometimes feels he's wandered onto a film set and doesn't quite deserve to be there, which is mad given he is like one of the greats of our time. And even Michelle Obama has openly spoken about questioning whether she was good enough for the positions she stepped into. And so these people, they're not sort of these beginners where you would expect them to experience this kind of level of self-doubt or insecurity. These are globally respected people. And so the feeling itself of being like not enough is not proof of inadequacy, right? It's something that everybody experiences no matter the level they are at. And so that's kind of like the first thing to just remember. The feeling of being an imposter, the feeling of not belonging or thinking you're going to get found out is not proof of inadequacy. What's really happening with imposter syndrome is something that psychologists might call an identity lag. So an identity lag is when your external environment has expanded, but your internal identity hasn't fully caught up. Okay, let me just say that again. So if your external environment has expanded, so maybe your life has changed because you've moved house, you've got a new job role, you have a new income bracket, you have a new level of visibility, you have a new relationship dynamic. So your life externally has changed, it's leveled up in some way, but the way that you see yourself is actually still anchored to an older version of you, a version of you from before. Now, as I'm saying that, I can think of so many times where I've experienced that in my own life, where actually, even though things on the outside felt really different, I just hadn't caught up as a person. And I'm sure lots of you listening are like, yeah, I can absolutely relate to that as well. And when those two don't align, your brain basically experiences cognitive dissonance. And we've spoken about this before in these solo episodes, that cognitive dissonance is the discomfort that arises when your beliefs and your reality don't match. And so if internally you sort of just think or believe about yourself that you're not qualified enough or that you're still figuring it out or you're very much still on the journey, but externally you're being treated as though you are like fully the ready package, that you are completely competent, that you're the kind of like top of your game, then basically your mind wants to resolve the mismatch. And so you need to upgrade your self-image. It requires a real vulnerability. Now, the kind of safer way to do this, or what our brain assumes is the safer way to do this, is to basically just downgrade our success. So you just tell yourself, oh, we just got lucky. There's also a biological component to this, which is that basically our brains are wired with negativity bias, meaning that we were evolutionarily programmed to notice threat and error more quickly than success. And thousands of years ago, this helped us survive. But now, even when things are going really well, our brain might focus on the small mistake we made rather than like the 20 things that we did brilliantly. And so in a room full of competent people, your mind will zoom in on what you don't know rather than what you do know. And that selective attention basically reinforces the story that you're not enough, even if evidence says otherwise. And I think that this is really important because we know our own knowledge, right? We know the kind of like limits of what we know. We know our flaws. We know our past. We know our history. We know our kind of where we maybe think that we fall short, but we don't know other people's. And so it's actually never very fair because we are always going to assume that we are less knowledgeable than other people. But that's only because we don't have visibility on their history, their experiences, what they don't know. And so we are really biased in a kind of unhelpful way because of this. Now, there's another piece of science here that I actually speak about in my confidence book, which is called the spotlight effect. And research shows that basically we tend to overestimate how much other people notice our flaws or mistakes. And so the example I actually give in the book is that, you know, if we have a spot on our face, for example, we will assume, because of this thing called the spotlight effect, we assume that everybody is paying attention to it, even though they're not. Or let's say we're in the gym and we do our move wrong or whatever. We might think, oh God, everyone saw that. It's so embarrassing. But actually they didn't. But we just have this kind of idea in our mind that people are noticing and perceiving our flaws more than they actually are. And so we might assume that everyone else can see our uncertainty, right? Or see that we're nervous or see that we don't know something. But in reality, most people are just too preoccupied with their own internal dialogue. They're thinking about how they're coming across, not analyzing you. And I think when you can understand that your sense of exposure is often exaggerated by your own perception, you actually can start to soften that fear. And it's really funny because I notice this all the time. Let's say I've given an interview or I've done something on stage and maybe I come off and I'll say something like, oh God, I was really nervous for that. Could you tell? And 100 times out of 100, people will be like, oh my God, no way. I would never have been able to tell. And so I really see this in action. I'm sure you all have examples of this in your own life where you've thought, oh God, did you notice that? And someone's gone, no, I really didn't. So going back to imposter syndrome. So imposter syndrome also tends to show up during quite transitional points in our life. And so when you move from being in the most experienced person in one room to being surrounded by people at a higher level, basically your comparative references shift. And I think this makes complete sense, right? We kind of reach the top of our game in one area and then we have to go to the next level. And when we reach the next level, we feel maybe like we're beginners again. But this is actually really important. And I just want to kind of take a moment to say that this feeling of feeling like a beginner again is really great. Like, I think we should embrace it. I think we should embrace the opportunities we have to grow and to learn, because that is what life is about, right? It's about evolving into the best version of ourselves that we can be. And if we just stayed put in the same level that we were always at, how could we ever experience things that were better? Like, how could we ever experience novelty or you really, you know, like I say, grow into the people we're meant to be? And so if you are feeling imposter syndrome, I think you should take it as a sign that you've leveled up. Like, that is so great. Like, use that as a signal that, yes, I have expanded my reality and now I just need to make sure that my mind catches up.
This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off-gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton, designed to be naturally cooling, incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now, during our Earth Month sale, you can get up to 15% off Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
One of the reasons that it does come up in these transition points is because social comparison theory basically tells us that we evaluate ourselves based on the people around us. And so basically, when you step into a bigger room, so let's say that you've got promoted or you've started a new job and you suddenly are in a meeting with all these kind of like leaders or CEOs or whatever it is, whatever level it is for you, you may suddenly then just feel smaller. Now, that doesn't mean that you have actually regressed. It just means that your context has changed. And so you're just feeling like, oh my gosh. But actually, like I said, it's a signal that you've just grown. So let's talk now about what can actually help with this feeling. The first step is separating feelings from facts. And I think we could all be doing this all the time, to be honest. Okay, so feeling like a fraud does not make you one. And when your doubt spikes, I want you to just write down objective evidence. What have you achieved? What concrete results have you delivered? What skills have you built? What feedback have you received? And actually write it down, because the act of writing basically engages the rational part of your brain and it reduces emotional distortion. How clever is that? And so this is actually a CBT technique, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. And basically you're countering the automatic negative thoughts with evidence. I just think that is amazing, right? That is why journaling is so brilliant. Like, it's such a healing practice. And that is why, because it engages the rational part of your brain so that you can think literally more clearly. Secondly, I recommend that you stop shifting the goalposts. Many high achievers basically experience what psychologists call achievement amnesia. How funny is that? Achievement amnesia. So basically you accomplish something significant and then immediately you normalize it or minimize it or just move on. And so basically your nervous system never has the opportunity to actually register the success. And what happens is that when you do that a lot, your brain basically never updates its internal model of who you are. So imagine that, like, basically every time your computer asks for an update, you click maybe later, and because you're just like, I'm too busy, I've just got to move on to the next thing. And then it just becomes really outdated. It's like that. So think of, like, being able to, like, consciously, like, when you hit milestones, when you reach a goal, being conscious and, like, sitting in that self-celebration and accepting it and really taking it in and being proud of yourself, that is like hitting an update on your self-perception. I actually love that analogy. I'm going to say I'm proud of that one. I'm going to self-celebrate for that second. So update your self-identity by self-celebration. Third, I want you to remind yourself that you earned the position that you're in. Wherever you are in your life right now, wherever you are feeling imposter syndrome, you are the one that got yourself there. So you should feel really proud of that. And it's important because I think imposter syndrome, what it can do is it can rewrite history. So it can basically tell you that you just, like, slipped through by accident. But you didn't randomly appear where you are, okay? You are the one that applied yourself, that prepared yourself, that did the work, built the skills, showed up. And yes, even if there was great timing or great opportunities involved, you are still the one that got yourself there. And so when doubt arises, I just want you to say clearly and calmly to yourself, I earned this. Okay? And just be like, yes, I deserve this. I earned it. Fourth, stop assuming everyone else knows exactly what they're doing, which is kind of what I touched on earlier. You are comparing your internal experience to their external performance. So you are seeing their polished presentation. You're not seeing their messy drafts, their doubts, or any of that. And this illusion of certainty in other people is really powerful. But most people are learning on the go. It's just that some people are more comfortable admitting it, right? And this actually leads directly into the next practical tool, which is to ask questions. So I think the imposter syndrome makes you afraid to expose any gaps in your knowledge. But competence is not about omniscience. It's about curiosity. And research on high-performing teams actually shows that psychological safety, which is the ability to admit uncertainty without fear or humiliation, leads to better outcomes. And so I want you to really encourage yourself, like, if you don't know something, rather than allowing that to kind of, like, create this internal conflict and doubt and feelings like, oh my God, why don't I know this? Instead, just ask. Like, I think it's such an amazing thing to just be able to be like, hey, I actually don't know. Could you help me? It's also really lovely. Like, people like to be helpful, I think. And I think if you know that someone might have a better idea about something than you do, then go and ask them. You know, it's nice for them to feel like, oh yeah, I could help this person with my knowledge. Or ask ChatGPT. Do you know what I mean? Like, that we can find out so much information now. So if you don't know, learn, you know, and I definitely do this all the time. Like, I just started my fragrance brand, Alia, and I've been running all the operations, production, things that I have no effing idea about, honestly. And I am going into a big retailer, and honestly, I've been getting these emails with so many abbreviations, I have never seen more abbreviations in my life. And I felt so unequipped. And I felt like, honestly, I felt like an idiot. I was like, oh my God, what is this? Then I was like, wait a second, why would I know this? Like, why on earth would I know this? I've never done this before. And so I would just say, look, I'm really sorry I'm new to this. Could you help me understand all these things? And nobody was like, oh God, loser. You know, everyone was like, yeah, of course, this is it. And then I knew, and then now I know for next time. So ask questions. And also it reminds your brain, like, it's okay not to be perfect, which it absolutely is. I would also say that another thing that's really important when thinking about imposter syndrome is to watch out for overcompensation. So many people respond to imposter syndrome by basically like overworking. So they might over-prepare, over-deliver, over-explain. And this might temporarily reduce the anxiety, but it actually reinforces a belief that you've got to exhaust yourself to deserve your place. And instead, what I want you to do is like practice calibrated effort. So just do what's required and do it well, but then stop. Like, you don't need to like be excessive to prove yourself. Imposter syndrome is not just cognitive. It's actually somatic, okay, which means you can feel it in your body. So you might feel like a tightness in your chest. You might get shallow breathing or a surge of adrenaline. And these are just all stress responses. And so before trying to reason with your thoughts, I want you to just regulate your body. Slow your breathing, extend your exhale, drop your shoulders. And when your nervous system calms down, your interpretation of the situation will shift. Remember that imposter syndrome really doesn't mean that you don't belong. It just means that you're stretching into a new version of yourself. And growth always feels a bit destabilizing before it feels natural. And the goal really isn't to just eliminate every flicker of doubt. Like, you will have doubt, but it's about finding a way to move forward with it, you know, and to overcome it and not allow it to hold you back. I really hope this has helped, and I hope that maybe you'll feel even excited now to step into this new chapter, to recognize how far you've come, to celebrate yourself, and to know that we are all a work in progress. There's that great quote in my book that I love, the Confidence book, which is confidence is knowing that we are a masterpiece and a work in process at the same time. And that is what we all are. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you liked it and if it helped, please do leave a comment wherever you listened. It really helps us just to know what you guys are interested in, if you're enjoying them, what we should do more of. And if you can, please hit the follow and subscribe button. Until then, sending you all the good vibes and keep rising. Bye.